Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, Marco.
Whoa. Shams bomb.
Is it a bomb, though?
Are you going to pick up DeMar DeRozan from the airport?
Okay. It's not DeMar DeRozan, actually.
That's good. It's pizza in the cafeteria.
Huh. Hey, could you imagine if major breaking news came across the thing and the news guy goes, huh. Spit it out.
Shams Charania.
Yes.
The Clippers, Jazz, and Heat have agreed to a trade that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to Los Angeles, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a Clippers 2027 second round pick to the Jazz.
Wow.
So the Heat have Norman Powell. That's some scoring punch.
Right. No more slow-mo.
I like slow-mo, though. He had his,
slow-mo.
Well, Norman. I like slow-mo, too. Norman. Kevin Love.
Oh.
Man. Inspiring contract.
I looked at Norman Powell because I just remember him from, like, Raptors days. But 21
points? No, he had a really good season last year.
41% from three? I like, damn.
No, he had a really good season last year.
That's impressive. Okay. I mean.
They did something.
All right. You know?
They did something. Riley's awake. Riley's awake. Riley's awake.
You better be careful. You could hit the snooze.
No, what do you mean, dude?
And K-Love was still on the Heat. Be careful.
Wow.
Be careful.
What?
When people say stuff like that without knowing what the man been through.
Oh, who, Kevin Love?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he went through a lot last year.
Be careful. I'm just saying, a lot of people don't realize, you know.
He's not going to stay on the Jazz.
No,
that
way.
Dude's going to get he's bought
out.
He's so a Laker. Like,
yeah, 100%.
He's been working out with LeBron James. He's so a Laker. He'll be a Laker in 48 hours.
So true. So true.
Wow. All right. We'll get more into this. The Miami Heat have traded for Norman Powell in a three-team deal. We'll get more into it here in just a bit. Heat started off Summer League this weekend. You know I was watching all of it pathetically.
Dude, I don't know what's worse.
I'm so pathetic.
Let's throw this out. Marcos, you be the judge.
Yeah.
What's worse? Getting a text from one of your friends talking about Summer League basketball? Or getting a text from a friend fat shaming a man?
Hey, you guys had a hell of a weekend. I read that from Leroy, and I was like, oh, no.
You have problems.
That mannequin was chunky.
We'll get to it. We got to take a break.
I thought it was a dude. Turned around to the front. I'm like, wow.
So are you sure it wasn't a pregnant mannequin?
No.
Take a break.
It was in the workout section.
Pregnant people can work out?
I know, but not, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay. Take a break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. If you're just tuning in, we got some breaking Heat news. The Miami Heat have just traded for Norman Powell in a three-teamer with the Jazz and Clippers. The Heat are acquiring the very high-scoring shooting guard from LA. Last year of his deal, makes $20 million this season. He'll be a free agent after next year, unless the Heat are going to extend him. John Collins, who was in some Heat rumors, he's going to the Clippers. Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, and a Clippers 2027 second round pick to the Jazz. So the Heat essentially got Norman Powell for two expiring deals and flipped for the expiring deals, but they gave up nothing for him. I mean, respectfully to Kevin Love, didn't play last year because of everything he was going through. And Kyle Anderson, slow-mo, it was a great 30 games, dude. So The Miami Heat go and get a guy who's a career 40% three-point shooter, had a career high nearly 22 points a game last season. We were talking a lot. I think we were all expecting, hey, were the Heat going to get in line for the Bradley Beal sweepstakes that are probably going to start here? This would obviously...
You want Bradley Beal?
Well, I'm just saying that there was a lot, you know, there was a lot of fodder over the weekend, whether I want him or not. There was a lot of talk. I don't really think it made a lot of sense, but you're essentially getting a guy with the Clippers last year who did exactly what Bradley Beal is, same age as Bradley Beal, and is a better shooter than Bradley Beal.
Right.
But it's man, we got action, Jack.
We got action.
And as Emmanuel points out, does open up a roster spot for Miami. So in case they do want to get Damian Lillard.
Wink. So
they now have a roster move.
I mean, I hear you.
David said, did we learn nothing last year? Terry Rozier, a shooter, a looter and a riot. Yeah, but they weren't bad last year. Like Terry Rozier was an awful, awful Hornets team. The Clippers weren't bad last year.
Right.
Like that's not, you know, that's not a, it's not a problem. They just did. I think what they're at is, look, they've already spent a lot of money on that team. They probably got it. I don't know what Zubac's contract, but Zubac's had an amazing season. They got to trim some fat on that team. Yeah. So I think with Norman Powell being on an expiring now, I don't know where this puts the Heat as far as, are they planning to extend Norman Powell? I don't know. I think that this is, but it definitely gives them that scoring punch that they were looking for. I mean, we talked about this Heat team with no Duncan Robinson, Leroy. No shooting. I mean, no shooting.
Hey, let me ask you guys this question.
Yep.
What do you think the Heat's over-under is?
I know what it is.
Okay.
But
Frog Boy?
Do you want to get Frog Boy on it?
Yeah, I'm going to say 40. Oh, no.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Did you read the show sheet?
Why? Is it on there?
Or did you just happen to hear it?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, he's talking to Leroy. Okay.
No, I was looking at the email.
You looked at the email? Not oh, you got email. The email. Oh, so you got the over-unders from like Bet Online?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he actually read the show sheet. I'm so proud of him. Because I actually put it on there.
Wait, you went on it?
I'm so stupid. I'm a stupid boy.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
I'm a stupid boy. Why would I think that?
So, wait. So,
wow, I see what it is.
Magic says 81, I'm guessing. Magic 81. I would take Bradley Beal or Lillard. Dude, what has plagued you the last 3 years? You cannot sign up for that again. You can't. I don't care what you think of the player. Like, if you've been scarred, and Pat Riley has been scarred by the injuries, and not knowing what to do with the talent because you never see the talent on the court. It would be buffoonery to then go out and sign an injured player.
I'm curious about this with Norman. Like, do you think with bringing him in, is he going to start? Because he was essentially a six man like the last 2 years.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
First 2 years in LA, so he's used to that role. But we know Tyler and Davion being on the team, like, you're not starting all three of those guys, I wouldn't think.
Is he? But doesn't he play the same position as Tyler?
Pretty much.
So
yeah.
That means he's coming off the bench.
Pretty much.
That means he's coming off the bench, and then they could go small periodically.
Unless. Move before the move.
Whoa.
What now?
What if it's the move before the move?
The move before the move.
Because then they'll trade Tyler.
I'm just asking. I don't know.
I'm just
saying. I mean, it's something he's obviously used to. He just had the best year of his career starting for the Clippers. Probably, you know, as somebody mentioned, TNT had him as like their number one all-star snub last year.
Unless they put him at three. Put him at the three.
That's a small one through three.
Without anybody who can really well play defense. Davion will get in your face a little bit.
Yeah, Davion can play defense, but he's you know, I'm just saying it's small. That's all. I guess you could do it. You'd have two dynamic shooters out there. So I'm just wondering, is it the move before the move, or is it?
Who would we acquire though? Like, because I see everyone's like, get Hero out of there. Who's like better than? Because I'm done with Bradley Beal. I never want to hear his name again. I want him to retire, actually.
Well, you know, you don't have to worry about that anymore, I would think. So doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to bring him in too.
That's what I thought. But Tyler Hero, who, like, I see everyone saying in the chat, for example, trade him, move on from him. Who else? Who else are we gonna acquire?
Wait, why? I don't understand. Why does everybody want to move on from Tyler?
I don't get it. I don't understand.
I think it just has to do with the payday. That's what they're scared of.
There's a lot of people that think he's no good.
There's a lot of people who are just, you know, he hasn't had a lot of playoff success since he was a rookie.
But, well, and here's the deal. When your team was better and you qualify for the playoffs, then Tyler looks different. But in a lot of aspects of his game, he's better.
He has gotten a lot better.
So why, you see what I mean? Why are you fed up now? Because the team's not doing well? Well, that has a lot to do with a lot more than one guy.
That's fair. It's totally fair. It's not like the roster has been well constructed. He hasn't. And that's the thing that's an interesting part about Bam and Tyler is like, it's not that either one of them aren't good players nor deserving of making a lot of money.
They're just not good at what they were asked to do.
But also
not the best,
but also when you're paying max money, if they're not guys who are A1s now, look, damn, they just got a lot more talented. They did just get a lot more talented. So like you just essentially flip two guys who are end of the bench guys for, you know, one of the Clippers most important players last year. And they were a lot better than you. So, but you do mention like, hey, this guy has a lot of that style there. Now, are they just, hey, more shooting? You're going like Celtic style. You're going Pacer style of like, who cares? Let's just get a lot of guys who can shoot and score and let's have some fun, baby. Because let's be real about it. Like the Heat have stunk at offense, but they also haven't had a lot of talented offensive players either.
Right. Jimmy can score, but you wouldn't consider him like a bona fide bucket getter.
Yeah, and especially in the regular season. Like, it's like his uptick in the playoffs is crazy. Like, it's one of the he doesn't have the I know he says playoff Jimmy's not a thing, but there's a reason why we're all flummoxed. He doesn't shoot threes until he gets to the playoffs.
Oh, well, one, he's playoff Jimmy because he plays all the damn games.
Sometimes. He did miss some others.
Oh, jeez.
That Hawks series. Crazy.
I did forget Wiggins is still on the team, though. We still doing something?
He is still on the team. There was some there was some Wiggins fodder last week about the Lakers.
Yeah. Who just picked up Ayton, right? Not too long ago, a couple days ago, I think.
Now all of a sudden the Lakers want LeBron want to play with Wiggins?
Yeah, all of a sudden. Well, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe they think LeBron's looking around being like, I'm gonna get out of here. I'll tell you one thing though. I watched that Dalton Connect yesterday in Summer League. Mm-hmm. Woof.
Oh, not good?
Now, to be fair,
yeah,
our sweet little Lithuanian Luka,
no, ooh, rough.
Been a tough start.
rough.
It's been a tough start. Bronny James took his cookies.
Man, wait. First of all, he been a pro for not even a week.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that he's bad. I'm just saying tough start.
I mean, like, it's funny because your worst game can't be your first one. Otherwise, you got.
Well, it wasn't. His second one was his worst one. Incredibly, as bad as his first one was, yesterday was worse.
Yeah, because his first one, he shot bad, but he contributed in other ways.
Yesterday, he contributed to the Lakers.
Okay.
A lot of turnovers?
Oh, dude. Woo! Still love him, though. Hustle. Intangibles.
Nice.
That's the thing I've seen most out of him. I'm like, this kid hustles. I don't know.
I'm trying to go back to the stats, but I believe Jovic had a slow start as well in Summer League. And if not, then I don't know. Something gives me hope, though, that although he started slow, we had something like this similar. I can't remember if it was him or Jaime, though.
Hey, you don't think some of these guys come into the situation and they're a little too ramped up and they're excited?
He definitely looks like he's playing with squeaky cheeks. Like he's definitely like he had a play yesterday and it was like, oh, this is gonna be an awesome set. And he did a bounce pass that bounced so damn high, Leroy. Like it looked like he was playing with a super rubber ball. I was like, holy crap. But it would have been sweet if he finished it. I was like, wow.
Okay. Look,
you can see some thing, but he's definitely playing tight right now. But everybody knows this. Look. Everybody knows this. Anybody worth their salt. Summer League don't start till Vegas. Everybody knows that. All right.
Really?
This
is the pre-preseason. Wait. Can I ask you another question?
That's true.
If that's the case, then why are you getting all crazy on him already?
Oh, I'm not getting crazy. I'm just explaining. I'm just telling you what happened.
Okay.
I found the stat that I was looking for, essentially. Jovic's first two Summer League games in 22. He had just 9 points. He was 1 for 7 from 3 and 4 for 14 overall. And then in the third one, he had like 25 points. So maybe that happens the same thing with our boy Ghosty. Maybe he does the same thing, third game.
Oh, Leroy, yeah. I mean, that was my original. And Leroy was like, he's 19.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, like those first couple of games by Jovic. Yeesh.
Yes.
It's not even the thing I'm most concerned about with Summer League. But I got to take a break. I'll tell you what it is. We'll continue talking about this Norman Powell trade. If you're just tuning in, the Miami Heat have traded for Norman Powell in a 3-team deal. Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson heading to the Jazz. The Clippers get John Collins from the Jazz, who also the Clippers sent a second-round pick. But the Heat are getting Norman Powell. Great season last year for the Clippers. In the last year of his deal, making $20 million. 32 years old, shooting guard. Adding some shooting to the Heat. Pat Riley is awake!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.